Welcome to the Not New Movie Review. I'm Ross.
I'm Jeremy Wainwright. And sitting in the comfort of my own bed.
I'm sitting in the comfort of my own study.
Oh, it's a study now? It's not an office?
Well, I figured since I'm in here a lot, it's now a study.
Keep calling it a study, you're going to get murdered in there.
Oh, like the, what's that, Colonel Clue? Mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Gotta wipe my nose. It's not because of the pastaroni, though. It's just got some boogers.
How's your week two non-quarantine?
What do you mean?
You're quarantined when you're not at work, so.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Would you still go out?
We're both essential.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. I don't want to be essential. I didn't ask to be essential. I didn't ask for this.
I don't know where she went.
I mean, it's kind of, I don't know. I do. I one of what I miss more than anything, which fits for this show, is going to the movies. I miss it so much.
Right, yeah.
Like, and they just pushed Top Gun to December. Like,
I saw that.
But there is some like the optimism of movie studios gives me hope. Like, they only pushed Wonder Woman to August. Quiet Place is coming out on Labor Day, so the fact that they think by then we'll be able to go to the movies again, I don't know. It gives me hope.
Recording this on the 2nd. Of April.
Yeah, the goof day was yesterday.
And hopefully, and we're hoping that it's done by May, right?
Well,
May 1st?
I think, I don't know about that. I think
one more month.
We're going to have to deal with it for a while, but I feel like it'll hopefully become more manageable by then. Like, we can start doing more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we shall see.
But do you think people are going to want to go out? That's the other thing.
I'm going to the movies as soon as I can.
You think they've sanitized or they washed it all down?
Well, I don't even know if there's anybody there right now.
Right. But like, I think there's still going to be some bounce back time because I don't think people are going to want to go out immediately.
Oh, no. It's going to be like a slow trickle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not here to talk about the coronavirus.
Oh, no, this is the Not New Movie Review. The podcast where we analyze an actor's... What?
Not New Movie Review 2020.
Oh, that's your job. All right, take two.
Son of a bitch.
This is the Not New Movie Review.
2020.
The podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes and losses, all according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Their peaks and valleys.
Are you going to eat that tissue? No, don't. No. Oh, he actually ate a piece.
I did. But
that's what we're not supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah, you know, you shouldn't eat tissues. But and currently we are all gassed up. And what are we gassed up on?
I got to refuel with some diesel today.
Hell yeah. And today we're taking a trip into the new movie territory.
Oh, that's true, yeah. It's supposed to be not new as of a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's really not that new anymore. I bought this movie.
Yeah, and I
defining moment where, because today we're talking about Bloodshot, the latest Vin Diesel movie. But this movie came out right around the time, right before shit started to get real with the corona.
Yeah, for real.
Like this movie technically released in theaters, but then it was one of those movies where like, hey, we'll just put it on demand so you can buy it. You cannot rent this movie, you can only buy it for $20.
Which I agree with. You should not rent a movie for $20.
No, and you should, especially a new movie. Like you can buy it. Like, if you really want to see a brand new movie, you can buy
Invisible
it.
Man?
Yeah, you can only rent that one for $20. That was weird. I saw that in theaters anyways, but
oh, you got it like it came out before?
Yeah, it came out in February.
Oh,
back when things were okay. Before the dark times. But I paid $20 for this movie.
Oh, good. I also paid $20 for a movie that we will get into.
You paid $20 for Onward, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You know, it's going to be streaming tomorrow.
That's right.
Son of a bitch. What if it's bad?
Well, I figured I wanted to see it. Oh, you really think it's bad?
I've heard mixed things.
Since you're not going to the movies, what have you been watching?
That is a good question, and I should have opened my letterbox.
Let's even do TV shows, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I started watching The Twilight Zone, like the old one, not the Jordan Peele one. It's pretty fun so far.
The only one I remember is the German. Oh, what is it called? The German on the plane or something.
Oh yeah.
Or the Gremlin, where he's
outside. Oh yeah, the monster plane. 20,000 feet or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But gotta make sure I'm close enough to the computer. Since we last talked, I watched. Fuck, I need to do a better job of logging the movies I watch. I know I watched Babe. I watched the first Babe.
Pig in the City?
No, the first one.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to watch Big Pig in the City, but I rewatched the first one. It's delightful, you know? I used to watch it a lot as a kid, you know? The talking animals look great. They get into some antics. It gets really dark at points. I rewatched Midsommar. That's still a very emotionally disturbing movie.
Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Probably too spooky for you. And then...
Just the cover. The girl's face is very off-putting.
Well, yeah, she goes through some shit. Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh?
Yes, Florence Pugh, yes. I dare you to say that to her face.
No, I'm sorry. If you're listening, then, Florence, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Then I watched Sleepaway Camp, which is an 80s slasher, which is pretty much just like kind of like a cut and dry, like Friday the 13th slasher movie until the ending, which is absolutely fucking wild. So that's pretty cool. And I'm very bad at keeping up on my letterbox. You know, I watched Babe. You know, we talked about that, the pigs, you know. The Babe. You know, that might have been all I watched. I've been watching a lot of anime with Colin Oakes, past and future guest, video game expert of the world, and anime expert of the world. He's been having me watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah.
Which is, it's actually really fun. I highly recommend it. It's on Netflix. You could watch it. It's really kooky and crazy, so that's fun.
You guys sit down with some popcorn, your dinner.
Oh, yeah, we eat dinner. Like Wednesday I tried Spam for the first time. It was actually really good.
Oh, it's okay.
I fried it in a frying pan. It was tasty.
Yeah, it's going to be tasty. Definitely not good for you.
It's terrible for you. But, so, yeah, no, you know, we'll make a dinner, have a snack, you know, watch some anime.
You know what I did today?
What'd you do?
I was like, I want some pizza.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to go to the store to get infected while I buy the pizza.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go out to a pizza place and get infected to get pizza.
You're a little too paranoid. You know, you can still order food, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I've eaten out a couple times. I don't have it delivered, though. I go pick it up. It's one less person that touches it, you know what I mean? I cut a bagel in half.
Uh-huh.
Put some marinara sauce on it. With some cheese.
Make a pizza bagel?
Made a pizza bagel.
Was it good?
Stuck it in the toaster oven. Took it out. I put some chili flakes on it with some basil and that balsamic.
Oregano? Stuff.
No, not oregano.
The balsamic glaze or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. For a you know, a pizza bagel, it was pretty good.
I don't like marinara sauce.
Isn't that what's on pizza?
It's pizza sauce.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
Oh.
You're wrong. Bad and you're wrong.
All right.
You're going to go to hell. But other than that, you know, I've just been keeping up on, like, Curb Your Enthusiasm, which just ended. Mm. You know, I need to find a new show to start watching. I've been thinking about, I started Twilight Zone. I might start watching Cheers again. Like, I started it. Seems like a nice show to binge, you know? Everybody knows your name. I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. I'll just be honest. Like, so much.
I know, and I'm very jealous.
I
want Tom Nook to own my soul.
Yeah, he's owned my soul since the day I was born.
So, but yeah, what have you been watching? Pay $200 for it.
It's worth it. Well, it's more than $200.
What other games do you play on it?
If you want the real Switch, it's $300.
Yeah, I know.
What other game? Well, the thing is, the Nintendo eShop, it's like the Steam shop where there's just so many fun, like, smaller games, like indie games. Like, there's like, and they have, it's like insane sales all the time. And they have many games.
I'm a big game boy.
Well, they have big games on there.
You know, I'm only going to use it for, like, Animal Crossing and Pokemon.
Fuck Pokemon. But then there's a lot of, like, Mario Odyssey is good. People, Breath of the Wild. There's Link's Awakening, Luigi's Mansion, and they just announced that they're putting remastering three old Mario games to put on there, like Super Mario 64, Super Mario Galaxy, and then they're gonna
Metroid game.
Yeah, they're making a new Paper Mario. There's Final Fantasy VII. There's just another big game they said that's on there. Oh, what was it? Oh, fuck. Mario. Almost all the Resident Evils are on there.
Like the original ones?
Yeah.
Not the remastered ones, though.
I don't think so. Not yet. They're putting Bioshock on there. Skyrim's on there. You love Skyrim, bud.
But how good are their graphics, though? Like, can it handle a new game? Like,
yeah, it looks pretty. It looks good.
Like, do you think Grand Theft Auto would be able to run on it?
I don't see why not.
I have been watching, in terms of TV, I watched the first two episodes of the Tiger King show that everyone's going crazy about.
I'm going to wait till the hype dies down, then I'm going to watch it.
The first, I would say, just a recommendation to anyone, if you just want to watch the first episode, that's really just to get the gist of it, to get all the memes and everything. That's all you need, just the first episode. But I'm gonna push through to the end.
All right.
And then I've also been watching on Hulu a show called Devs.
Oh, I really want to watch that show.
It is good.
Alex Garland, the guy who directed Ex Machina and Annihilation, that's his show.
Yeah, it is. It has the same vibe.
Oh, I can't wait.
Nick Offerman is great, yeah.
All right, there you go.
And he actually kind of looks like you, to be honest.
Hell yeah.
In the show, yeah.
I'll take it.
Now, movies. Haven't watched that many movies, but I did watch Onward.
What'd you think?
Got it the day it came out. I give it 4 stars.
We need to clarify something. You are also a Pixar apologist. You're the man who defended Cars 2 up until about 2 weeks ago.
And I still defend it up until a point.
Son of a bitch.
It's good. It's the first one that John Lasseter has nothing to do with. Like, not even an executive producer. I don't think it's because of that. But I think it just doesn't reach that top shelf. It's like one below, you know?
Does it make you cry?
Yeah, I think it would.
So in terms of like Pixar, would you say I'm going to give you a top tier Pixar, a mid tier Pixar, and a bottom tier Pixar? You're going to tell me which one it's closest to.
Yeah.
Is it a Ratatouille? Is it a mid tier Monsters University, or is it Cars 2?
Oh man, it's in the middle of Cars 2 and Monsters University.
Okay, it's directed by the guy who did Monsters University.
Right, exactly. And it's a movie. See, the problem, not the problem, but the thing that got me was that it's a movie that's about like all this emotional stuff, but it just doesn't go there as much as you want it to.
It looks like a DreamWorks movie. Like it looks like a movie that would be like, I don't know, like, which isn't even a slight because DreamWorks makes good movies, like How to Train Your Dragon rules, but maybe it's the fantasy thing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it does look really good.
Well, I can imagine it looks great.
But yeah, it just doesn't quite have the Pixar
spark
shine that they usually do. Yeah. I would say I would honestly put it same tier as Good Dinosaur, actually,
which I haven't seen.
I would put it right there. So, definitely Monsters University was better by him.
Oh yeah, and we got Souls to look forward to.
That looks amazing.
I will say it looks great, and I love the concept, and I love Pete Docter, but it does look very Inside Out esque, but I feel like it's gonna the end product's definitely gonna differentiate itself.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was inspired by Inside Out because
the doctor who made both.
They do. That's in the promo. It says like by the person who made Inside Out. You know.
So. Yeah.
Then I watched Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, which. So you gave it 5 stars.
Yeah, I gave it 5 stars. Are you kidding me? You're not going to give this movie 5 stars after you watch Robin Williams for 2 hours play 2 characters? Come on.
I haven't seen it in a really, really, really long time. But
it has a lot of heart. It's done tastefully. It's none of it's distasteful. And then today I watched Bloodshot, which I gave 1 star.
That is insane
to me. So we will get into it.
Vin Diesel, you are no longer allowed to talk about Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah, I am.
You son of a bitch. I thought we were going to come on this show and champion how underrated Bloodshot was.
No, I'm championing how right where it needs to be.
I would give it 3.5 stars.
I wasn't having any fun with this.
I had so much fun with Bloodshot. You son of a bitch.
Okay.
Did you not see when he picked the man up and pulled the grenade pin out and held him up to the window? How cool was that?
I did see that.
How cool was that?
I'm just saying, it's Vin Diesel. I don't think he's all there.
They make him think his wife is dead. So many times. Yeah,
the story, the movie's way too long. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes or something.
Guy Pierce is a bad man.
If it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes, it needs to be
an hour. It is an hour 49.
It is not an hour and a half.
I have it right in front of me. I'm going to click.
It's not an hour 49.
Hour 49.
I paused it 20 minutes in and it said I had an hour 49 left.
It's an hour 49.
I don't believe that at all.
It's right in front of me.
You're lying. But it was so long. It took me 3 hours to watch this.
You're canceled.
Okay.
So this is his latest effort.
Give us Jeremy's brief synopsis here.
Vin Diesel plays a Navy SEAL named Ray Garrison. I think he's a Navy SEAL who is killed in combat, or so we think. And he is brought back by a seemingly non-insidious corporation as a nanotech-infused bioweapon to get revenge on people who wronged him.
Being a superhero is in his blood.
Damn right
After he and his wife are murdered, Marine Ray Garrison is resurrected by a team of scientists. Enhanced with nanotechnology, he becomes a superhuman biotech killing machine, aka Bloodshot. As Ray first trains with fellow super soldiers, he cannot recall anything from his former life. But when his memories flood back and he remembers the man that killed both him and his wife, he breaks out of the facility to get revenge, only to discover that there's more to the conspiracy than he thought.
All right, you have to admit that the scene where him and his wife first get killed is pretty rad.
Yes, no, in the beginning I was all in.
Guys dancing to Psycho Killer.
And then it lost me probably around the 40-minute mark or something.
You don't even like the first hit? Like the first time he kills a guy, you don't like that when he goes after the guy in the truck in the tunnel?
When they
the flowers change the guy's
face, right?
No, the first time he goes after somebody, when like he like flips the truck and he like attacks him in the tunnel. You didn't like that?
It was okay.
It's so cool though. And they like shoot him and then like his blood comes back, you know?
Right, right.
They never say the word Bloodshot in the movie, but it's on everyone's minds.
Yeah, this was directed by
David S.F. Wilson. It's right in front of me. I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, they don't have the right thing on here.
Who was just like a visual effects guy, and this is his first movie.
Oh, this is his first movie?
Pretty sure. I know it was originally going to be directed by one of the John Wick directors, which I will say would have made an even better movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, although you haven't seen a John Wick because you're a bad person.
No, I haven't. But I'm not a bad person.
John Wick would say otherwise.
Oh, I just got an ad for Uber Doors.
The fuck does that mean?
Quick shipping on all doors.
Oh. Okay.
It's like Uber Eats, but for doors.
You need a new
Uber
door? Doors.
No, I don't. What? Okay, so what were your favorite things about this movie? Your favorite parts?
Vin Diesel.
Sure.
I like I just think the way that it frames itself. Like, I was so in, it was just going to be one linear story. Like, the first time he woke up, like, you were just going to follow him as, like, he, like, kept going. And then when they first reset him, I was like, holy shit.
And okay, like, that part was really cool.
And they're like, and you see them, like, repurposing his memories, and you're like, yeah. Holy fuck. Because when you first watch it, you're like, oh, Guy Pearce, he seems a little off, but I think he's a good guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing, you know? But then, like, when he's, like, laying on the table, and that one douchebag guy with the metal leg, we'll call him Chicken Legs, he's like, we're going to do this again tomorrow. And he's like, what do you mean? And I believe Vin Diesel loved his fake wife, his ex-wife.
I actually really liked his performance in the first scene. Uh-huh. When he was like, don't kill her. I would tell you if I knew or whatever. He actually seemed so genuine in that.
It reminded me of the scene in Mission Impossible 3 with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I'm going to find her or I'm going to hurt her. And you're like, please.
My favorite moments were whenever Lamorne Morris.
Oh, he's great.
And Tallulah Riley, the girl. Whenever the main girl.
Eliza Gonzalez.
Yeah, yeah.
She's great.
Whenever they were on screen, loved it. They were putting 100%.
You mean Wiggins?
Oh yeah, Wiggins.
And he's doing a English accent too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I loved it. I loved him.
You don't think it's great when him and Vin Diesel are bouncing off each other?
No, I do. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Whenever he's there, I loved it.
I don't know what you don't like about this movie.
It's so long. The story
isn't.
The story is very loose. The story could be a lot tighter.
See, it's definitely a dumb action movie, but I think it succeeds in being a dumb action movie that actually has a smart premise. And the premise is executed maybe like a little messily at times, but way better than a normal dumb action movie should have a premise like that.
And I think
is executed.
I think the acting is pretty bland across the board. I think
his wife died.
Unless or until Wiggins, comes on screen.
Well, he's great. Wiggins is great. don't tell me you wouldn't watch a sequel of them driving around in a camper fighting people.
Oh, I can't wait for it.
Well, we're not gonna get it. So yet again, Vin Diesel tries to start a franchise, but I can see why
he's a franchise starter for sure.
He wants so hard to have another Fast and Furious, but.
Yeah.
You know, he's tried so many times.
Was there anything you didn't like about it?
I will say the final big action sequence did kind of suck. It was fun when they're like chasing him through the streets. Like that's mm-hmm. fun. But as soon as like the one guy's got like robot arms and I'm like, okay, this is whatever.
It went to a video game.
Yeah. I will say that. The final scene with Guy Pearce was cool though.
But. So this movie has had a budget of $45 million.
Damn.
Did it seem like it? Did you see like you were watching $45
million? I will say the effects for the most part on the nanotech were really good.
Yeah, it was good.
Really good. And I've noticed that we've reached the point where like for instance, Guy Pierce's robot arm, where that just looks fucking like seamless. Like it's just, but that's probably like...
Yeah.
For visual effects artists, shit like that's probably like a cough now. Like they're like cough cough metal arm, you know.
Worldwide gross, it's made 30.
But to be fair, it wasn't allowed to play for that long,
right?
If we could see how much money it's made from people buying it,
Right. I mean, it's hard to say because right now it still needs 15 more to go to break even. But
yeah, and we were gonna see it in theaters.
Yeah, we were. But which would have been about $20. So about what you paid. I don't know. Yeah, what do you?
It's a fun. It's a fun, dumb action movie, but with a premise that's smarter than it should be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a comic book, I guess.
If you could recast, Guy Pearce, who would you put him with? Because
Elba.
Oh man, if he wasn't in Hobbs and Shaw,
that would be
great. Yeah, if he wasn't in Hobbs and Shaw, that would
Idris Elba would be great.
Because I think Guy Pearce just wasn't like menacing enough for me. He was just kind of like older. He was acting like an older like private school kid or something. Like I don't know. Oh, you're getting really big right now.
I'm looking you in the eyes. But I don't know. I thought Guy Pearce was. He's definitely not the standout character. That's Wiggins, but
of course.
But I could see why this movie would appeal to Vin Diesel, because like for A, he loves starting franchises.
Mm-hmm.
B, he loves being a badass action star. And C, I think he always likes to make action movies that have heart to them. Like I feel like all of his action movies that I've seen, he always tries to like obviously this movie is about like, you know, the fact that like they took his life away from him and he just wants to be able to live his life and he like thought he was avenging his wife and then like, you know, obviously the Fast and Furious movies are about family. The Riddick movies are really just about he's a guy who can see in the dark that likes to kill people. But I don't know. I see why this movie appealed to him.
Let me see if
he's probably hyped. Like he's probably so like in part of the meeting they're like, oh, we'll make this like a trilogy. It'll be great.
Right.
But whether or not that's gonna happen, probably not.
He didn't produce it, which is surprising. Usually he jumps on that now.
It is odd. This was going to be a huge year for him, but this and Fast 9, and now he just has this.
I know, it's so sad.
I don't want to talk about it.
So what do you give it?
Well, I'm going to give it 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Because I had thoroughly fun time. I feel like I can talk you into at least bumping up to 2. Come on.
No, I thought about 2.
Come on.
But I went with 1. My gut told me
1.5. Come on.
No.
What'd you give Jack and Jill?
Oh, Jack and Jill, I probably gave 5, but we'll double check here. Bitch.
Well, Jack and Jill is a good movie. So.
After everything we've watched?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Jack and Jill. I gave it a 1. I gave it a 1.
Come on, give it a 2.
No, because to be honest, I had just as much fun watching Jack and Jill as I did this.
Al Pacino,
I'm glad. I'm glad that we didn't spend money in theaters for this movie.
I'm sad that I didn't get to see this in theaters.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I do think the theater would have made it better, for sure.
No, yeah. You might have at least given it a 2, then.
Because even though we hated Skyscraper,
watching it in a theater was fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
seeing one of our boys.
And I will not watch Skyscraper again. But
yeah, I probably won't either. The Rock's got Jungle Cruise coming out this year. That's gonna be exciting.
Did they didn't push that at all?
Maybe it comes out in July. Fuck. God damn it. Everything I love is getting taken away from me.
You know, his tequila didn't come out in March.
Really?
And he didn't even say anything about it. Like, you know.
I thought you pre-ordered it.
No, I don't think it was possible.
Oh.
But,
Fucking coronavirus.
Yeah, if I go to...
Ruining everything.
The Rock here. Even though I know we're talking about Diesel, but just to...
Yeah, just those two have got some beef, so...
Okay, what does he say here?
Ross Oaks is a bitch.
Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to hear him talk.
The Rock?
so good to have you all here on the official Terramana Instagram account. I'm going to be sharing a lot of cool content with you guys for you to check out as we move forward. We at Terramana, we have been staying relatively quiet out of respect to this very difficult time that we are all managing around the world as we try to take care of our loved ones, each other, as well as ourselves, staying disciplined, trying to stay vigilant, and trying to stay informed as best we can. As many of you know, March was our big launch of Terramana. We had a big campaign ready to go. And what I decided to do was actually just slow roll Terramana out across the country. And what didn't feel right in my gut was to try and do a big campaign that was robust and exciting. And we had one planned, but that's okay. I thought the right way to do it was just to quiet.
It's an eight minute video.
Yeah, we're not watching
an 8 minute video. But does that mean it's out if he's doing a slow roll or?
I'll go to the website tonight and see if you can buy it.
I'll go right now.
Maybe I'll order some. We'll get drunk on FaceTime.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That's sad. Corona's taking everything from us.
Now that I'm just on Instagram here, let's look up what Vin's been up to. Because I feel like a Vin Diesel quarantine has got to be the most bananas. Like,
God, I bet you he's really. I think he's like just a really peaceful, like quiet dude.
All right, let's see what this is.
He got the whole world in his.
Was that his daughter?
Yeah, I think so.
In his hand. He got you and me, brother, in his hands. He got
it's got
you
a very
and
nice
me,
family.
Sister, in his hands. He got the whole world in his.
My son just came out of his Mandarin class, online Mandarin class, and we just Mandarin wanted to class. Give yeah. a quick shout out and a quick message to the world. What do we want to say?
We want to say that. As many ways as the coronavirus can be hurting us.
Oh, man. It's too deep. His Instagram is a real bummer right now.
Yeah.
He did say, he did post a picture of him in Bloodshot. And he says, so grateful that you're enjoying Bloodshot around the world on digital. Thank you, Sony, for just getting it done. It's always exciting to see a new character come to life and begin their journey. You, the audience, make that happen. Grateful and blessed.
You're damn right we did. So I paid $20 for you, Vin.
So we did make it happen, yeah.
I did. I'm more dedicated than you. I paid $20.
Hey, I watched it.
It's true. Currently, I'm on iTunes. I just want to see if there's like a cheap Chronicles of Riddick bundle because I really want to rewatch those movies.
And then I can watch them for the first time.
Yeah. Well, I already have Pitch Black, the first one and the best one.
Oh, okay.
Pitch Black rules. Chronicles of Riddick's okay.
Oh, geez, sorry.
And Riddick's pretty fun. That's how much Riddick is. Well, it's $15. That's not bad.
Is there anything left to say about Bloodshot? I mean, it's really not a deep movie.
Yeah, well, it wants to be deep. It's kind of like a dumb man.
I will say, one of my favorite scenes.
Yes.
Aside from Wiggins. Was when he went to his ex's house.
Oh, yeah, and she's like, why are you here?
Yeah, she's like, I haven't seen you in, like, 5 years.
I think Vin Diesel's good in this movie.
You know, I'm going to say yes, because I think he does give it his all.
He does. He always does.
I don't think the character of Bloodshot is very good, but I think he makes it the best he can.
His name is Ray Garrison.
So, sure. I don't think the character of Ray Garrison is as good as he can be, but I think Vin makes it, a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a shame we won't get a sequel. No more Wiggins
we'll
for
see.
Us.
We'll see.
Crazier things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, is it? I don't know. It's definitely an interesting movie for him to make. Especially like working with a first-time director who's just like a visual effects guy, is adapting some like off-brand Valiant comic book.
I mean, so props to the director, though. I mean, he made a movie that's coherent and with big stars. I just think
he's got
Wiggins. I just think he needs to. Maybe it's not even his fault. Maybe it's just a bad, like, the script needs to be, like, trimmed down, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. But, I guess
trim off the fat, you know?
Yeah, but not all the fat, because you got to render some of the fat into the meat. But, just pulled out a beard hair. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Maybe we shouldn't have done a Bloodshot episode, but it's too late now.
Why should, what? What do you mean?
I don't know. What is it? I mean, it could just be a shorty, I guess.
Listen, podcasts don't have any timeline or time limit. Okay, we can make it 5 minutes if we wanted to.
That's true. But
it's up to us.
All right. So, was Vin Diesel good in this movie?
Yes, not his best, but yes.
Yes. Was this movie good for Vin Diesel? I'm gonna say it's not gonna matter.
I am gonna say the same thing, but I'm gonna say no. Just because it's not going to matter in the long run. This really has no bearing on his career.
The best thing this will do for his career is just remind people that he exists.
Exactly. Yes. This movie is just a Vin Diesel billboard.
People will see this and be like, wow, I wish I was watching the new Fast and Furious.
Exactly, yeah.
Or I wish.
But it is really cool that he can do stuff like this and Fast and Furious.
Yes.
And people don't, like, criticize him for it, you know?
No. You know, I would love to see him. Hold on. So, were you gassing up on Diesel?
No.
No. I was. You know, I got like half a tank. You know, not a full tank. It's no. I'm pulling out beard hairs.
No, I'm on the side of the road. I'm like, is anyone got Diesel for me? Anybody? I'm just hoping he pulls up and fills my tank.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy he's still working. Like, he's not just doing Fast and Furious movies, but...
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess that wouldn't be the worst, like, career to just do Fast and Furious movies. And do Groot, of course, because he's probably going to voice Groot in Guardians 3. But, yeah, he should do more voice work. Get Vin Diesel in a Pixar.
I don't know. Oh, that would be great.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Here's a pitch. If they ever get Brad Bird to make his Incredibles prequel that takes place during the glory days, cast Vin Diesel as the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just have him go full ham, just fucking gravelly voiced, like evil dude, you know? Oh,
Vin Diesel is a bad guy, which we haven't seen.
I don't think so. I'm trying to think. He's usually a good guy. Sometimes he's kind of like an edgy good guy.
Like, we've never seen him full bad guy.
In the first Fast and Furious, I guess he's kind of like an antagonist to Paul Walker in a way. But
yeah, a little bit.
And he's good at being angry. Like, when Vin Diesel gets mad, I get scared. Like, I'm like, is he gonna hit me?
Yeah.
You know, he's a gentle soul. But yeah, I don't know. I'm happy I paid $20 for this movie.
I'm happy you did too.
Mostly for the fact that, like, it feels cool to say, like, I paid $20 for Bloodshot. You know? Like, I was proud of it. I was telling everybody, like, I paid $20 for the new Vin Diesel movie.
I mean, okay, so do you think this might become a thing in the future where you can just buy the movie?
Some people are saying that the three big projections.
Give me the three big projections. Load up the projector. Put the slide in the projector.
But one, they say it won't matter, and that after this is over, it'll just go back to the same model. Two, people think that after this, it'll be harder for mid-budget to smaller movies to get big theatrical releases, because if this is successful, they'll be like, why don't we just do this? Mm-hmm. Like, just make it so people can buy and rent them right away for a higher price. And three, people have been saying that maybe it'll just.
Wait, what do you mean by mid to
like a Quiet anything,
Place 2, sort of?
Well, I feel like that might be the lowest bar,
mm-hmm.
or like maybe horror, like anything that like I feel like studios like they're like thinking
a Happy
that,
Death Day.
Well, maybe, but I think like they might think like actually like Bloodshot, for example, if Bloodshot were to come out after, like if Bloodshot hadn't been a part of this,
right?
If Bloodshot were to come out after this, people are saying maybe Bloodshot would have been one of those movies where they're like, hey, you know, we might be able to recoup our budget if we just put this out for everyone to buy right away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some people who think it might just become an option for most movies, like even like big movies, it'll be like, hey, It'll play in theaters for 2 weeks. It'll keep playing in theaters, but if you want to buy it right away for $20, you can.
I think it's going to be a combination of the two. Where I think it's going to come out in theaters for like 2 weeks. And then after the 2 weeks, you can rent it for $20.
I could see that.
And then it'll eventually go to a buy and then the price will go down.
That makes the most sense.
Yeah, because I'm assuming once it's in theaters for the 2 weeks, then they get the first 2 week rush, or maybe even three week rush.
They might see it, or maybe even it'll just become an option. Like they'll put out a movie, and if it doesn't do that well financially the first 2 weeks, they'll be like, oh, let's put it on streaming now so they can buy it if they want.
Right.
Because I feel like some people who might not want to go see a movie in theaters might see it like when they're scrolling through like the Roku, like, oh, I can rent the newest Sylvester Stallone movie.
I think it is going to be a rent though, because then people will rent it for $20, and then if they like it, then they're going to buy it again. Then they're going to pay another $20 to buy it, you know. So
it'll definitely be interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see.
But it's so cool that they did this though.
Just to begin with. Really cool.
That like movie theaters, streaming Disney, like streaming services is putting stuff out quicker. Like,
yeah,
it's so cool.
And then a cool thing that like a lot of local indie theaters are doing, like, cause obviously they can't
closing.
Well, that which sucks, but they're trying to stay open. They're doing these things where it's called virtual theaters, where like smaller indie movies, they get the rights to like stream them. Like you can watch them through the money that you're paying for like a virtual ticket for that theater to support it, you know?
That is really cool.
Which you should totally do. If there's like, you have like a local indie theater, you should try to support it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully this nonsense is over, you know?
I'm going to say a month. I'm going to give it another month.
I say it's at least, I feel like we're not going to be able to start going out regularly again till at least like June, I'd say.
June?
I think. Well, we're supposed
to reach the peak in like
April.
2 weeks. No, then 2 weeks. Oh yeah, it is April.
but it also depends on whether or not like they deem it too risky. Like there could be another outbreak or like.
True.
If like, because like other states are gonna hit their peak after us. Like, are they gonna lock down New York or we don't live in New York? Are they going to lock down the state and be like, hey, people from like Connecticut can't come here because they're hitting their peak, you know? So it'll be interesting.
That's true. We are in the front of it just because we do live in New York.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting. So
we are hitting it a lot quicker than everyone else.
Hot take. I don't like it. I want it to stop.
Me. Oh, hot take. Super hot take.
Yeah. I really don't like it. It's bad.
It's really just annoying at this point.
It's really annoying and scary and weird. I want to go back
to going out and
or
being able to order food without being like, hey, do you have the virus?
No, I've ordered so much food.
Do they deliver it though?
Yeah.
You let people deliver it?
I do.
Man, I don't believe in that.
You gotta
also
eat.
I'm going to the local place and giving them more money than
Well, I could do. I've been getting delivery from local places too.
Yeah.
So eat a fart.
I don't know. It's just so annoying.
Yeah. This was going to be a cool summer.
2020 was supposed to be the year of,
year of Top Gun.
Oh, my God. It was supposed to be one of the best years. It was 2020 was going to rank
start of top, a new decade.
Year. Yeah,
this is the
exactly.
worst way to start a decade.
This is terrible.
This is bad. I hate it. But one thing you can rely on is that the Not New Movie Review isn't going anywhere.
That's right, unless the grid goes down.
Unless what?
Unless the grid goes down.
Unless the grid goes down, yes. That would be bad.
But then the world is just in utter chaos, and we can loot everything. And
we got to think of the name for our Mad Max road gang now.
Could you imagine? Oh, how about the shirtless
Crusaders.
No.
The shirtless hooligans.
The shirtless
bulldozers.
Oh, that's not bad.
Why do we gotta be shirtless?
So we can draw cool designs like on our nipples, you know.
What about the naked bulldozers?
Oh,
because they'll hear it, they'll be like, "Oh, that sounds stupid." Then we fucking show up with like Satan symbols, like painted on our chest, like beating our chest like war drums with cannons on like monster trucks. And they're like, "Oh fuck!"
Yeah, the naked bulldozers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna stay in. After we hang up, I'm gonna stay in the house.
Yeah, I have nowhere to go.
Not going anywhere.
I'm gonna go make some mac and cheese and throw some tuna in it.
Yeah, I might make another pizza bagel.
Yeah, you were really into that.
Just try it. Just try it.
I have bagels. I don't have pizza sauce, but.
All right, we'll order it.
I could Instacart it.
No, I'm gonna make something else, but I don't know. I've been playing Far Cry 5.
It's a fun
really,
game.
Really, really want to play Animal Crossing, but,
well, that's what I'm gonna do after this.
How about you let me borrow your Switch?
How about you eat my ass?
Great.
See if Colin will let you borrow his.
He plays it all the time.
He really doesn't, though.
Does he have Animal Crossing?
He doesn't have it yet. He wants it, but. He plays. Oh. I'm telling you, he plays on his computer more than anything.
Yeah,
that's all he does.
Because he's a number one video game expert. You know? He has to know what's going on in the PC world.
He is the number one video game expert. All right.
Well, I got nothing else to say about Bloodshot.
No, it's a good movie.
The producer's yelling at me, so
it's a good movie. I got to poop too, so.
Okay.
So next episode is A Man Apart.
Yeah.
Another Vin Diesel action movie.
This, as always, has been the non-new movie review.
I just farted and it showed up a little bit on the thing.
You can follow us on twitter.com/non-new movie. You can go over to our Patreon, even though we're all in hard times right now.
Yeah, no, if you don't want to give us money, you don't have to.
Patreon.com/notnewmovie. It's really just like a donation thing.
Yeah.
And we put up like little blurbs up there about the movies that we're doing.
And please, you know, send us Instagram DMs and Twitter DMs and let us know you're listening.
Yeah.
Send me evidence of Chappie and Ready Player One.
Still a bounty. There's still a bounty what was it, $100?
No, it was up to, I think, $30.
$30.
$30,
anyone finds Chappie in Ready Player One, there's a $30 bill with your name on it.
I will send you $30 bill in cash. You know that doesn't exist. All right. So.
Till next time.
Toodaloo.
Vroom, keep vroom. That mask on.